Paraktes, Mishnah Beis. Only people, vessels, and food items are susceptible to Tumah. Plants, rivers, and other things are not. The following Mishnah teaches us that although a boat is a vessel, it is still not susceptible to impurity. Minayin l'sfina shi tahora. What is the source that a boat is not susceptible to impurity? Shenemar derech aniya b'lev yam. For the Pasuk states that the way of a ship is in the middle of the sea. The Bartanur explains that because it is obvious that a boat travels in the sea, there must be a deeper message in the Pasuk. The Rabbanan therefore derive that just as a body of water is not susceptible to Tumah, neither is a boat. Minayin la'aruga shehi shisha al shisha tvachim shezorim besocha chamisha zeronim, arba ba'arba ruchas ha'aruga v'yachas be'amsa. What is the source that a plot of land which is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim, or 24 inches by 24 inches, may be sown with 5 different types of seeds, 4 on the 4 sides and 1 in the middle of the plot of land, without transgressing a Kliyim prohibition which forbids planting different seeds together? Shenemar, ki ka'aretz totzi simcha ukegana zeruea satzmiach. For the Pasuk states, for like the earth it will give forth its plant, and like a garden it will cause its seeds to grow. Zara lo nemar ela zeruea. The Pasuk does not say its seed, singular, but rather its seeds, plural. The Bartanur explains, based on the Gemara, that each word in the Pasuk, which means growth or plant, is a reference to a different species. Therefore, the first part of the Pasuk, like the earth it will give forth, that is one species, its plant, a second species. And the second part of the Pasuk, it will cause to grow, is a third species, and finally its seeds, which is in a plural form, teaches us a fourth and fifth species, totaling 5 species. Thank you for listening. Have an excellent day.